Trump helps Alabama teen get experimental cancer treatment in California. A 15-year-old Alabama boy with stage 4 bone cancer has started what his family hopes will be a life-saving treatment in Southern California after pleading for help from the Trump administration in a viral video. Well, Roberts has been fighting very deadly and very hard to treat bone cancer called osteosarcoma that has spread all over his body since January 2025, he said in the video posted last month to his mother's Facebook account. "I've been fighting osteosarcoma for the last 16 months," Roberts said in the video. "My chemos are just not working. We've tried basically everything there is, and we're getting towards the end of the road. I need help." Roberts wiped a tear from his eye, but his voice didn't break as he asked those watching to please share the video with President Donald Trump and Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. "My mom has found this drug that can possibly save my life, if we can get it in time," Roberts said. "The cancer is all over my body right now. It's in my liver too. It's just going everywhere." He explained his mom spent most of her nights staying near his bed, unable to sleep while looking for cures. "I've had my face strong this whole time, but y'all, my mom has sleepless nights," he said. "She's been researching every single night. She's been sleeping in my room. I've caught her a couple of times when she was just bawling and she was trying not to show it." The teen said he wants to live, but if that doesn't work out, he wants to help other children receive the treatment in time for it to help. "The video reached the right people in time," Kennedy said. He called the National Cancer Institute and others who connected him to the Sarcoma Oncology Center in Santa Monica. Trump was able to fly the Roberts family out immediately, and they started treatment May 5th. Roberts began receiving doses of the experimental drug Deltarex-G this week, his mother said on Facebook. "His doctors will add chemotherapy with the drug doses next week," she said. The FDA-approved tumor-targeting drug is used to treat advanced chemo-resistant sarcoma, as well as breast and pancreatic cancers, according to studies. To boost his spirits, members of the Los Angeles Police Department SWAT team showed up to spend time with Roberts during the treatment on May 6th. Well, Roberts' mother, Brittany, said her son has grown stronger over the past year, but he is still a kid. "He has realized how powerful his voice can be since the video message took off," she said. "We gave him a week to sit with what happened after his video went viral," Brittany posted on Facebook. "We reminded him that people heard him, and they didn't just listen, they moved. They share, they pushed, and they helped get his story in front of the right people, all the way to President Trump. He was amazed." Dr. Mehmet Oz, the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, met with the teen and his family at the Santa Monica Clinic on May 6th. Roberts was also able to speak directly with Kennedy. "Thank you for making that beautiful video," Kennedy told Roberts. "You're a really brave kid. You've got a lot of people who love you and a lot of people who are praying for you." Kennedy told the family he would work with them to look into how to make the treatment more available to other cancer patients. "We are truly appreciative of what this administration has done for our family," the teen's father, Jason Roberts, told Kennedy over the phone. "What they're doing here is truly cutting edge, and I'm very grateful that my son is part of this, but I would love to see other Americans that are going through the same battle that don't have the same following or the same resources have this available to them as well." A fundraising page set up by friends to help pay for Robert's treatment and travel expenses had raised more than $688,000 by the afternoon of May 7th. The goal was $750,000, which the organizers said will pay for hospital visits, chemotherapy, travel, time off work, and growing medical bills.